say, in terms of employment?
No, because I was married and of mother in the time when you weren't expected to be employed. Now, if I'd had to work, maybe, but maybe not. I've got a niece now who's a diabetic in the States, and she's done everything that she wanted to do. She got a university education. She works. And I can remember writing to her at the time she was diagnosed at 15 and saying, Jenny, you can do anything you want to do. Don't let it stop you. And it didn't stop me. But then again, I didn't have great ambitions. I didn't want to climb the mountains. And you see, if I had, maybe it most certainly it would have stopped me. But the life that I have led has been quite a protected one. My husband's always taken care of us. And the only work that I did was volunteer work, which, you know, that was fine. I was able to fill my days with that, and that's what I did. But it wasn't a demanding thing. It didn't stop me doing anything that I wanted to do, and what I wanted to do, I did. Delivered meals on wheels, worked with old people, helped out at the school when the kids were in school. So it was quite a privileged kind of life, and not much was demanded of me physically.
How long were you in the States after your third child was born?
He was born in 61 and we came back to England in 68.
Any memories of medical treatment in the States between 61 and 68?
No, not really. Only that I would go for the checkups that I needed. I can't give you any help there at all because I mainly stayed healthy. I had one bout of pneumonia in 1967 when I ended up in the hospital, and my husband was away in Vietnam at the time, so I had to rely on lovely neighbours to take care of the children, which they did. That was my first bout with pneumonia, and I've had several since then. But nothing to complain of there. I must have done what I was supposed to do.
Any memories of blood testing?
Only the norm. They didn't have a diabetic clinic or anything like that, so I would have gone to a general practitioner, doctor, and it must have been all right because, I don't have any awful memories of being ill or anything because I wasn't. And I must have just taken my insulin when needed. But you see, back then there wasn't testing facilities. The only one were urine tests, but no blood tests that you could do yourself. And it wasn't